interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostess, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hey, 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 everyone. Yeah, September is upon us, and there is a lot to look forward to as we transition into season. And I am thrilled to have on today's program Linda Moore. She happens to be a wine aficionado and also one of the leading ladies behind our first ever Mural Fest. And I have to admit, for those folks who are tuning in and you've been to downtown Vero Beach and even to the neighboring counties and you see the uptick of art in public places, it really hopefully makes you smile. Yet what Vero is doing is something a little bit different. And Linda, when you opened Kilted Mermaid, how soon was it before you had your first mural up?
Well, I think it was like maybe 3 or 4 years. We didn't have it for a while. And then, oddly enough, the reason we got a mural is because Nicole Salgar, who's the mural artist that did the front of our building, wanted to come visit a friend of hers that lived in Vero.
Ah.
So she was going to visit for a week. And she's like, well, while I'm there, where can I do a mural? So the friend said, oh, I bet Kilted Mermaid would want a mural.
And she was right.
and she was right. So she called us and she said, hey, you guys want a mural? And we're like, okay. And first it was going to be on the side of the building. And then it ended up on the front of the building. And she just created that out of like us sitting down and talking about what we liked and what we wanted. And she just created this madness with the mural that's on there today.
Which is so beautiful. And then it grew.
Which is so beautiful and even more fun. Nicole Salgar, who is from Miami, went on to be a world-renowned muralist and moved to St. Petersburg, where she is heavily involved in the Shine Mural Festival. I believe she was on the board last year, but don't quote me about that. But she's heavily involved in the organization of Shine. And she's actually got a mural currently in the Dali Museum, which is so cool. And she is helping us with the logistics of our mural festival because, you know, my mural project has done, I think, like 9 or 10 murals in downtown, but I've never had to do like 4 or 5 at once.
Sure.
So
it's a big undertaking.
You know, it's a big undertaking and we're super excited about it. I am definitely the assistant. This is Morgan Reynolds' little baby, and we came up with the idea together. And actually, Chris Sweeney came up with the idea first, and he is instrumental in helping us organize all of that. Christopher Sweeney does the Hearts and Robots, and
yeah.
He's also at Beachland Elementary, and much beloved teacher there. And Jackie Williams, the new executive director of Main Street, is also instrumental, and we are the dream team making it happen.
I love dream teams making things happen. So let's go into some of the details for folks, because this is going to be a multiple day event. So how does that look if someone says, I want to go participate in Mural Fest in November on either the 7th, 8th, or 9th? What then happens?
Well, Friday night is also gallery stroll. So on Friday night, the permanent walls will have already been started, but there will be artists painting, hopefully finishing touches, because they're all going to be done by Sunday. But there's also going to be 10 to 13 8x8 foot boards throughout downtown, mm-hmm. like temporary murals, but they're pretty permanent. It's all marine grade plywood. They'll be primed, and we have a coating that we finish them with that my mural project has been using for a while that we've had really good results with. It stops the fading, and, you know, these are all public pieces of art.
Right.
So all of that will be happening during the gallery stroll on Friday night.
Oh, cool.
So you can walk around. There will be VIP passes available through Main Street, where there will be, like, a VIP tour where someone will, like, bring you around to all the pieces of art. You get to meet all the artists, and there will be cocktails and small plates at certain stations throughout the tour. So that is the excitement on Friday night.
Okay, which does sound pretty cool.
Saturday, yeah, it's pretty cool. Saturday will be more of a downtown Friday-like event, but all day, I think right now we're looking at 3 p.m. to 9 p.m.-ish, where there's vendors and there's bands on both ends of downtown, and you can watch the mural artists who, you know, they'll still be painting and they'll be doing their thing. And
creating live art and like that is so awesome.
Crazy event.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, we're looking at a wrap-up event, maybe at the Heritage Center, maybe at Raw Space. That is not definite yet. And it'll be somewhere, but we're just not sure of the exact location of that.
Somewhere in downtown, and bring it all to a creative close.
Yes, and yeah. There'll be like a brunchy. Sunday will be a brunchy event where all the artists will be there and all of the boards that are scattered all throughout downtown in the Art Village as well. The Art Village is heavily involved in all of this madness. And there will be a map where you could walk from one mural to the next and see all the boards and go down to the Art Village. And they'll have all kind of shenanigans going on with art and craziness. And we never know what to expect from them, but it's always fantastic.
Oh, this is so fun. It's just, and honestly, the geographic footprint of the downtown for this is so walkable. So that really does make it interesting that folks can go into the community a little bit more, because there are great historical murals that are already up in the Art Village that some people never have even seen yet because it's off the beaten path.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they're going to be really showcasing all of their art, and there'll be some murals there. And we're talking to the Freshman Learning Center. I don't want to really tip my mitt on that, but there might be some student involvement going on down there, and it will all be very, very cool.
I love it. Now, you are utilizing some local artists to help bring this to life, because not every business already had a mural. So there was an ask out there in the community, like, who wants it? And we have local artists stepping up to submit their talent.
Yes, absolutely. We have multiple local artists. 90% of the artists that have applied are from Florida, but there are quite a few Vero Beach artists. And, you know, we always lean towards that. We want the local people to get a chance to do their thing. And one of the buildings that's going to be muraled is the Chamber of Commerce building.
Which I love so much. That's actually how I heard about the event to begin with, is serving on the board there. And they're like, we're going to do like a nod to, you know, to the history of Indian River County, and it's going to be so tasteful and lovely, and it's got a great spot to be featured. I think it's terrific.
Yeah, we're going to give them like our final picks of like 5 or 7 artists that we think would be appropriate for their building, and then they can see what they like and weigh in, and then tell the artist what they had in mind. And then, you know, it's a back and forth, but it's going to be great. It's going to be really cool. We're very excited about it.
So for those businesses that are stepping up to do a fresh mural, are their murals set to be complete before the festival and be part of the map?
Nope.
Okay. So it's like happening live
also.
Oh,
they'll be completed at the festival. Yeah. Uh-huh. I can't start anything before the festival is like right around the corner.
It is.
It's right around the corner.
I know. Which
is fall's prime.
Which theoretically could mean cooler weather ahead, but We won't hold out too much on that. Now, just a few weeks ago, there at Kilted Mermaid, you're typically closed on Mondays, and you hosted a sellout event with Main Street, since you are collaborating with Main Street on the Mural Fest, and you did this to raise awareness and funds for the event. We're hoping to create a similar level of magic, but maybe even in a bigger space, right? Sometime throughout October,
yeah.
And we're going to be standing by for more details.
Yeah, we're planning a fundraiser to happen in Walking Tree Brewery with also live music and live art painting, but multiple stations all over the brewhouse floor with appetizers paired with beer and paired with wine. And it'll be, you know, an opportunity. It'll be our last push when we figure out exactly how much we're short to pay all the artists. Because the bulk of the money that we raise that goes into the mural festival is to pay the artists. I mean, that's the biggest chunk of change.
Sure.
Just to pay the artists.
Well, and it's, you know, wonderful to reward them
for
their talents.
There's the money for paint and whatnot, but, mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people are donating for that stuff. And, you know, we're hoping we'll have a sponsor for paint, and it's looking decent right now, but you know.
Yeah, paint's not cheap, nor is the coating.
Pay the artist.
I love it. And so we will be sharing on the Treasure Coast Insider as well as on our socials with what those dates and the cost could be. I think that sounds terrific, though. Could you ask for a cooler, bigger space to be able to have these incredible pairings and get everybody excited for what's to come? I think that that's pretty terrific. Now, let's highlight Kilted Mermaid before you have to go. I know you're a busy lady. I had mentioned that Mondays are typically closed, but you're open Tuesday through Saturday?
Yes, Tuesday through Sunday.
Oh, we are open
Tuesday
on Sundays.
Through Sunday, live music Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Every first and third Tuesday is traditional Irish session where a bunch of musicians sit in and play traditional Irish tunes. And Wednesday is open mic night, and Thursday is trivia.
And I have been there countless times for trivia. Oh, how I love it. It's really fun. And if I'm not mistaken, we will be having the Cultural Council of Indian River Counties unveiling yet again at the Kilted Mermaid for their publication.
We do it every year. We love that event. It's super fun with us and you guys. And, you know, it's a perfect venue for, you know, unveiling the new book. And we love the Cultural Council, obviously. We're in cahoots on the majority of things.
Most definitely. So. And, you know, this publication lasts all year long. So it really is a great piece, like, for an establishment such as Kilted, or just as much as for the library or any other, you know, public place where you want to be able to know what's going on in this community. And it's a long lasting piece, and it really, the cover that they do, it's always fun to see the unveiling, and your staff always just does a terrific job. So if we were to go for dinner tonight, what would be the fondue and the featured appetizer of choice you would recommend fun for us to have and experiment with?
Well, we have been featuring sea bass tacos every time we can get fresh sea bass, which is not every week, but we have it currently. So we make really great sea bass tacos, and those are on the menu right now. And our duck empanadas are always amazing. We replace the Manchego pesto fondue with a Parmesan pesto fondue, which everybody seems to really, really enjoy. And of course, the chocolate fondues are always available.
Dig this. Well, Linda, you're a very busy lady. If people wanted to register for the VIP experience on that Friday, which is going to be November 7th, everything, all the details for MuralFest is found on Main Street, correct?
Absolutely. All the details. And as soon as we have the artist selected, which will happen the first week of September, we will have a whole link on the website where you can look at all the artists and see what they've done in the past, and it'll be pretty cool.
All right. Well, go visit them at Kilted Mermaid Tuesday through Sunday. Always something happening with the microphone as well as some deliciousness, and we'll look forward to details for the October event. Linda, thank you so much.
Thanks, Anna.
You bet. Ladies and gentlemen, there's more in store with Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back throughout the Treasure Coast. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Big news, Treasure Coast. Your favorite mortgage team just got even better. Introducing the same trusted faces you know and love, now with Union Home Mortgage.
Hi, this is Shannon Pohl.
Hi, this is Lucy Cranker.
And these high-producing team members bring decades of experience, unwavering honesty, and hearts of gold to every home loan. And here's the best part. Same local processing, underwriting, and appraisers you rely on. Contact Union Home Mortgage.
Visit us online at shannoncpohl.com
and lucycranker.com.
Parent Academy invites you to a free workshop for parents and caregivers of neurodivergent children on Saturday, September 20th. Learn strategies and approaches from a panel of experts who help kids thrive each day. The first 25 registered attendees get a $25 Amazon gift card free. Parent Academy, Saturday, September 20th from 9:30 to noon at Thrive in Vero. Register at 772-770-4811. Brought to you by the Mental Health Collaborative of Indian River County.
At Sunshine Furniture, our 35,000 square foot showroom is filled with the largest selection of in-stock tariff-free coastal furniture on the Treasure Coast. Dining and bedroom sets, occasional tables, sofas, sleeper sofas, love seats and chairs, and the latest styles and colors from Tommy Bahama, Lexington, Hooker, Four Seasons, Braxton Color, and Capri. We're the outdoor furniture experts and have hundreds of styles of any patio furniture you need, including a gallery of American-made telescope, Berlin Gardens, and Pollywood, all with no tariff ever. We specialize in fire pits, outdoor rugs, umbrellas, and replacement cushions. Right now, we're having a summer sale with lots of great markdowns and discounts on everything you need for your Florida home, including all pictures, lamps, and accessories half price. Sunshine Furniture, 1295 US 1 in the Publix Plaza, Vero Beach. Don't forget to visit our outlet store directly across the street, filled with lots of name brand closeouts and sale items. Come in now for our summer sale and visit our website at sunshinefurniturecasual.com.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Welcome back, friends. September is in full gear. Yours truly, Anna Valencia Tillery, proud to represent the team at White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery. You know, White Glove has a lot going on as we roll into the second half of the year, and I would encourage anybody who is thinking that you might want some help with the heavy lifting, or you might need a little bit of renovation in the near future, and you want to have some men with muscle, get everything up and out of the way, to do some pre-planning. That's right. We are blessed to be booking out a couple weeks in advance, so we would love to hear from you with planning so you can get exactly what you want. And that includes relocations both into and out of Florida. We are an interstate agent with Beacons Van Lines, and we can certainly help with those tasks. And if you have friends that are moving from one state to a different state, it doesn't even involve Florida, but you want them to have somebody to talk to and be a liaison, they are welcome to reach out to White Glove, because with our Beacons connections, we can make that smooth and seamless for them. A special shout out also to our friends over at Foxy Nails. Two locations, one in Vero near the Fresh Market and the Hallmark Store. The second office, Seaway Drive in St. Lucie County, open 7 days a week. These are true nail artists. And I love in the second half of the year as we roll into fall that the colors start changing that you get to pick. And before you know it, you'll have themes like Halloween and Thanksgiving and Christmas. And, you know, you give them a visual and they will emulate it and make it special. And it will last for weeks. And you're going to love the pricing and you're going to love the pampering. And chances are someone's going to walk in, you're going to know them, or you will learn to know them. And that's always a beautiful thing, because everyone feels like family at Foxy's. They do have gift cards available, of course. And if you go in, mention Anna and the Treasure Coast Insider. I'd love it. Now, last week I got to hang out with Shannon and Lucy, and they gave some updates as to Hometown Heroes and how that funding works for our first responders, teachers, and they just have a wealth of information. If you check out the Union Home Mortgage Treasure Coast page on Facebook, you will get daily updates of where things stand and how you can jump on or be ready for when the next round of funding eventually gets pushed through. It seems to be something that our state legislature is supporting, so hopefully it will be in the discussion and in the budget for next go round as well. However, you can't get it if you don't apply. And so they do such a great job of walking you through it and taking the time. There's a variety of products and offerings that they have, and everyone's is unique. Everyone's situation is unique, and they can certainly point you in the right direction. Thank you so much to Shannon and Lucy. Also, the Treasure Coast Ladies Luncheon, the Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network, is in full swing as we wrap up 2025. This upcoming Friday, you will find us at the Vero Edition at Twisted Lime inside the Citrus Room. You can jump on tcpremierwomensnetwork.com to reserve your ticket. You need to book online in advance, and then you'll get your lunch choices upon entry. We are so excited. Michelle Backus with Cruise Planners will be our featured speaker. And then on the 17th of September, we have Nancy with Forever Young. And she will be our featured speaker, giving us all sorts of valuable information to be beautiful both inside and out as we enjoy the blessings that come with age and wisdom. Again, tcpremierwomensnetwork.com to reserve your tickets. Poke around on the directory there. Women supporting women is always uplifting, and it's great that there's no big annual overhead. It's just the cost of lunch when it works into your schedule. And we'll have lunches October, November with featured speakers. And then December, we dedicate it to a bunch of fun Christmas shenanigans. And that's always appropriate and a really good way to close out a year. Also, our friends at True Colors Salon and Spa, we talked about the nails getting different colors as we transition into fall. Well, hair does too. And styles change. You might want to experiment a little. And at True Colors, you can do just that because they have a 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. So you're there. They will pamper you. You'll have a little drink. You'll have a little snack. You'll be there for a couple hours. You come out looking, feeling great. Runway ready, I like to say. And they also have packages for massage. I love a good massage. I buy my massage from True Colors in bulk. It's very helpful because then you just know that, hey, I can go here. I can, in a couple of weeks or next month, I can go again. And they have incredible masseuse on staff. They also do skincare. And it's not just for the ladies, guys, too. So that's always good to know. They're on Old Dixie in Vero, but it's worth the drive, friends. It's 6,000 square feet. And they have an incredible team. You walk in there and you feel the good energy, which is pretty exciting. And if you missed the first half of the show, we were chatting with Linda Moore from Kilted Mermaid on November 7th through 9th. There's going to be our county, Indian River County's first mural fest, and we're going to have a walkable map. You can check out murals within the Art Village, which is in between 20th Avenue and downtown Vero. You can also peruse a number of commercial spaces that are going to have art and murals on display, as well as live art happening in conjunction with Main Street Vero right there on 14th Avenue on that Saturday, which will be really fun. And who doesn't love live music and festivities? And so if you're hoping to maybe be an artist featured for Mural Fest and you missed this year, you can at least attend and then try and sign up for next go round. And of course, there could very well be a beer and small plate event sometime in October to help us get across that threshold for Mural Fest. And she'll be teaming up with Brooke and Mike over at Walking Tree Brewery, who we know and love. And that's going to be super exciting. So if you check out treasurecoastinsider.us, you'll be able to live link to our incredible sponsors. Once again, White Glove Moving and Storage, Foxy Nails, Union Home Mortgage of the Treasure Coast, True Colors Salon and Spa, and of course, Michelina's. Have you been to Michelina's yet for dinner? Oh my goodness. Tuesday through Saturday, 3 to 9 p.m., everything is homemade. Everything is delicious and plentiful, and you're really going to love it. They had a great write-up in TC Palm. I was so happy for them because it really hit the nail on the head that they cook with love and they make you feel like family as soon as you come in. They even have meals to go for $60. You can feed a family of six. They'll have it ready for you to pick up. as well as catering options. And they've done a variety of events with me, and it's always delicious and consistent, which is super important. So once again, treasurecoastinsider.us. You can live link to those sponsors and check out past shows. We hope to see you at a future networking luncheon soon, ladies. First Tuesday, Port St. Lucie. Second Friday, Vero. And third Wednesday of each month down in Martin County. It's a pleasure to be your host. Wishing you a safe and terrific September. Cheers.